greatly to be lamented when a discontent through piracy is vented. Yet this sad state of affairs was met when last I landed at St. Mary's Isle. It had been my bold intention in the cause of liberation to invoke his lordship's eminent persuasion. On discovering his absence, I instructed my companions to retreat and thus to keep you from alarm.
Dear Captain, I in turn am pleased that you are once again afloat. Providence's wisdom has decreed you be a fighter. Your new task shall be to lead a force in English waters. There you shall prepare a way for a full-scale naval landing.
I am proud to style myself a citizen of the world. Not for me the mean distinctions, climates and country. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life with happy hearts, if that action could restore goodwill among mankind. Such silver as was offered them. To my conscience was relayed that I was punctually obeyed and that my officers displayed consideration. Of your esteem I am ambitious, let you think me not capricious. I resolve to be well.